From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
The news first, the headlines. Minister Tomar Sudi affirms preparation for G20 summit on the right track. G20 DMM is committed to reaching SDGs with blended finance. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the preparation for the G20 summit to take place in Bali on November 15 to 16, 2022 are on the right track. This was pointed out by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday. As quoted by Antara, she also stated in the logistic and the substantial aspect, the government is ready. She also believes that the government preparation progress is on the right track. Recently, Minister Retno, along with Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati, met President Joko Widodo to report on the progress of ongoing G20 meetings and forums. Minister Retno informed the President that several G20 summit side events, including six G20 ministerial-level meetings, had taken place in August and more were held in September. The Ministry of National Development Planning, Bappenas, has completed the implementation of the G20 Development Ministerial Meeting, DMM, which took place in Bangka Belitung Island Province from September 7 to 9, 2022. Minister of National Development Planning, Head of Bappenas, Suharso Monoarfa, pointed out on Friday that the G20 Development Ministerial Meeting affirmed the commitment and relevance of the G20 as the main forum for international economic cooperation, which aims at narrowing development inequality, alleviating global poverty, as well as achieving sustainable development growth through blended finance. This commitment has been shown and conveyed in two sessions of the event. In the first session, the government reaffirmed the commitment to accelerating the achievement of the sustainable development goals through strengthening the resilience of developing countries in facing future crises. The government also supports efforts to scale up innovative financing scheme, namely blended finance, for the achievement of the SDGs. Moreover, as one of the concrete contributions, the Indonesian government has also initiated the formation of the Global Blended Finance Alliance. In the second session, the Minister of Development reaffirmed their support for the reinvigorating multilateralism to ensure the achievement of the SDGs on time. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto remarks that the government has encouraged property development to become more professional, innovative, and committed in a bid to expedite national economic recovery. One of the efforts undertaken by the government is regulation reformation through the job creation law to facilitate the licensing service mechanism for businesses related to building construction. He also noted through a statement on Friday that the multiplier effect arising from the forward and backward linkage is the property industry also becomes the fundamental consideration for regulation and incentive formation. He added that the property industry is capable of absorbing the workforce and providing a multiplier effect for the industry. The production of domestically made ventilators is supporting the increasing domestic products utilization P3DN program and the substitution of imported medical devices. The global ventilator market is estimated to grow 5% annually, with a value of $5.79 billion in 2021, and it will continue to increase to reach $9.13 billion in 2027. This was stated by Secretary of the Directorate General of Metal, Machinery Industry at the Transportation Ministry, Marifin, during the dissemination of domestic ventilator products in Semarang City Central, Java Province, as reported by Antara on Friday. He projected the demand for ventilators around the world will continue to grow, not only for COVID-19 patients, but also for other chronic disease patients. Let's move on to the international news. Charles III will be formally proclaimed king at the historic ceremony at the St. James Palace on Saturday morning. As reported by BBC.com, flags lowered in mourning for the late Queen will fly full mast after the Accession Council, which will be televised for the first time. A wave of further proclamation will take place across the UK until Sunday, when flags will return to half mast. It comes after the King pledged to follow his darling mama's life of service in an emotional first address. He told the nations on Friday evening of his profound sorrow at the loss of his mother, praising her warmth, humor, and unerring ability always to see the best in people. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for massive international support for flood-ravaged Pakistan while visiting the country on Friday, while Islamabad put the cost of flood-related damage at $30 billion. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, record monsoon rains and glacier melt in the northern mountains have triggered floods that have swept away houses, roads, railway tracks, bridges, livestock and crops, and killed more about 1,400 people. Huge areas of the country are inundated and hundreds of thousands have been forced from their homes. The government says the lives of nearly 33 million people have been disrupted. Both the government and Guterres have blamed the flooding on climate change. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese paid tribute to Britain's Queen Elizabeth II with the wreath-laying ceremony at the Parliament House in Canberra on Saturday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Albanese Governor-General David Hurley and other dignitaries proceeded through Parliament to the Queen's Terrace, where they laid floral wreath at the foot of the bronze statue of the Queen Elizabeth II. The Queen, who died on Thursday in age 96, unveiled the bronze statue of herself on the terrace in 1988 while visiting Australia to open the nation's new Parliament House. The British monarch is the head of the state in Australia among 14 realm outside the United Kingdom, although the role is largely ceremonial. Listener, let's move on to diplomatic corner. On futsal field becomes symbol of friendship between Indonesia and Solomon Islands.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi pointed out that the construction of the Friendship Hall, namely a multi-purpose futsal field, which is grant from the Indonesian government to the people of the Solomon Island, has shown the friendship of both countries. On the sidelines of her visit to the Solomon Islands on Wednesday, she submitted the development cooperation project, which will be worked on by the Indonesian state-owned enterprises PT Wijaya Karya. Besides, Minister Retno in a press release from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Wednesday conveyed that this futsal field has the meaning of friendship among the people of both countries, since it was carried out jointly by the men and women of Indonesia and the Solomon Island. The project also symbolizes hope and optimism because it was built during COVID-19 pandemic. Through the constructions of the futsal field, the Indonesian government wants partnership with the Solomon Island and other countries in the Pacific region to be an opportunity to build a common future through cooperation based on mutual trust and respect. Minister Retno Marsudi also affirmed that this partnership is important to be implemented into concrete cooperation, including development cooperation. The priorities for development cooperation discussed by the two governments include in the fields of climate change and fisheries. Both countries also agreed to design a blueprint for more focused bilateral cooperation. Indonesia and Solomon Islands signed a development cooperation framework in 2019, which could be used as the basis for making the intended blueprint. In the economic field, Minister Retno has offered expertise to the private sector and Indonesian state-owned enterprises in order to participate in economic development, including infrastructure development in the Solomon Islands. In a meeting with the Solomon government, Minister Retno specifically entrusted 1,500 Indonesian citizens living and working in the Solomon Islands. She further conveyed that so far they have received good treatment. Moreover, Minister Retno Marsudi also discussed several future initiatives of Indonesia to continuously strengthen the cooperation with the Pacific through the holding of the Indonesia-Pacific Development Forum in Bali in December.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, the first news comes from Magelang, Central Java. 900 artists and cultural actors are involved in the Indonesia Bertutur or Indonesian Speaking Festival. This event is being held in the Borobudur Temple area, Magelang Regency, Central Java, from 7th to 11th September 2022, to support the implementation of the G20 in the cultural field. There are 116 works at this festival, including performances, video mapping works, works from the Light Festival, fine art, and many others. Director of Film, Music, and New Media at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology, Ahmad Mahendra, explained in Magelang on Wednesday that the festival takes the theme Experiencing the Past Grows the Future, involving 20 sites from prehistoric times to the Majapahit era. The next news comes from Mamuju, West Sulawesi. 34 traditional Sandik boats departing from Manakara Beach, Mamuju City, West Sulawesi Province, have arrived at the new state capital, Nusantara, in East Kalimantan. Acting Governor of West Sulawesi, Akmal Malik, along with Mayor of Balikpapan, Rahmat Masud, welcomed the Sandek boats at Manggar Beach, Balikpapan City, East Kalimantan Province on Wednesday. Acting Governor Rahmat Masud said that the 34 Sandek boats are a symbol that 34 provinces in Indonesia to support the acceleration of the construction of new capital Nusantara or IKN. The last news comes from Bandung, West Java. A photographic artist group, Communi, is holding the inaugural Bandung Photography Triennial Exhibition from September until October 2022. The committee recruited 34 artists from within and outside the country. The photo exhibitions, discussions, and workshops are spread across several art galleries in Bandung. The exhibition, curated by Asmujo Jono Irianto and Henrikus Napisunargo, is entitled Future is Now, Skepticism, New Reality, and Infinite. The Bandung Photography Triennial 2022 program seeks to involve artists to participate in responding to issues related to new realities, infinity, and skepticism about the future of the Earth ecosystem through the medium of photography. According to curator Asmujo Jono Irianto, photography is a very important medium in contemporary art. The organizers cooperate with 5 galleries for the main exhibition and 4 art spaces that host satellite programs. Well, listener, that's news from across Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022. Let's begin today in history on the event of September 10, 1912, when the Sarekat Dagang Islamiyah under the leadership of Cokro Aminoto changed its name to Sarekat Islam. The organization of Sarekat Dagang Islam SDI was originally an association of Islamic traders in Java. The organization was pioneered by Haji Salman Hudi in Surakarta on October 16, 1905. The initial purpose of its establishment was to gather indigenous Muslim traders, particularly batik traders, so that they could compete with other Chinese traders. Under the leadership of Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto, on September 10, 1912, the name of the Sarekat Dagang Islam organization was changed to be Sarekat Islam. It was done so that the organization is not only engaged in economics, but also in other fields such as politics. Let's move on to another event on September 10, 1945. The People's Marine Security Agency as the forerunner of the Indonesian Navy was established. The People's Security Agency, BKR, is an agency established to carry out the task of maintaining security together with the people and Indonesian state agencies. The People's Security Agency was formed by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence. Dutch Navy sailors, Koninklijke Marine and Kaigun, namely the Imperial Japanese Navy, took the initiative to maintain order and security at every port by establishing the Central Marine People's Security Agency on September 10, 1945. We end today in history with the event on September 10, 1974, when Guinea-Bissau obtained independence from Portugal. Guinea-Bissau was once part of the Kingdom of Kabu, which was part of the Mali Empire in West Africa. Part of this kingdom survived into the 18th century, and some parts were part of the Portuguese Empire. Later, Guinea-Bissau became part of the Portuguese colony Guinea-Portugal in the 19th century. Guinea-Bissau declared its independence on September 24, 1973, and was recognized on September 10, 1974. The name of the capital city, Bissau, was added to the country's name to avoid similarity of the name with the neighboring countries, namely Guinea. Thus, the name of the country became the Republic of Guinea-Bissau.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terang dan gelapnya hidup ini. cantikmu, kau wanita terhebat bagiku. Tolong kamu jamkan itu.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is entitled President Joko Widodo Proud of Indonesia's Rise Self-Sufficiency. President Joko Widodo said he was proud of the Indonesian agricultural sector, which has always grown positively. The sector is now able to realize the goal of self-sufficiency in rice for three consecutive years from 2019 to 2021. He also stated that this achievement cannot be separated from careful planning related to infrastructure development such as reservoir and irrigation networks. Quoting a Tempo.co report in a gathering of 100 Indonesian economists on Wednesday, he pointed out that the new irrigation built by the government has been able to irrigate 1.1 million hectares of agricultural land. President Joko Widodo further explained that the infrastructure development has produced positive results, namely an increase in national rice production to have achievement rice self-sufficient since 2019. For this achievement, Indonesia received an award from the International Rice Research Institute, or IRRI, which positively assessed Indonesia's food sufficiency system. The president added that Indonesia's economy has experienced fairly good growth, so that over the last 27 months, Indonesia's balance sheet has always been in a surplus. He said during the pandemic and other global crises, many countries grew negatively. He also explained that the next step in the agricultural sector must lead to a system and completeness of technology so that it enters a digital-based ecosystem. The same thing must also be encouraged at the level of micro, small, and medium enterprises. According to President Joko Widodo, digitization of micro, small, and medium enterprises is important. He also underlined the increasingly complicated global crisis so that they have continued to encourage micro, small, and medium enterprises to enter the existing digital ecosystem. President Jokowi calls for the regional governments to intervene in all strategic programs that can encourage the growth and development of the national economy. He also remarked that the most important thing in the process of economic thing is the process of economic recovery in the countries is unity and be maintained by all parties. Meanwhile, Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo emphasized that the food sector is very important in supporting everyday human life. According to Minister Syahrul Yassin Limpo, the food resilience is not only about adequate food availability, he also about how food can create healthy Indonesian people. Through food as a basic economy, it can rotate other economies. Minister Syahrul added that building food sufficiency is now increasingly important. Community is facing the problem of the impact of climate change.
Yang mampu mengertiku, menjadikan diriku yang lebih baik. Aku menyayangi kamu, kamu selalu setia menemani diriku. Cinta kita memang tidak semudah yang dibayangkan. Dulu kita saling menyakiti dan hampir menyerah, tapi kini kita ada untuk saling menyempurnakan. Ku berdoa untuk bisa hidup dan menua bersamamu. Kita memang tidak semudah yang dibayangkan. Dulu kita saling menyakiti dan hampir menyerah, tapi kini kita ada untuk saling menyempurnakan. Ku berdoa untuk bisa hidup dan menua bersamamu. Cinta kita memang tidak semudah yang dibayangkan. Dulu kita saling menyakiti dan engkau menyerah, tapi kini kita ada untuk saling menyempurnakan. Ku berdoa untuk bisa hidup dan menua bersamamu. Oh, hidup dan menua bersamamu.
Menua bersamamu, semoga saja.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Suwehan Beach in Nusa Penida, Bali. Nusa Penida Island becomes a favorite destination for tourists who want to enjoy holidays in Bali. This is because the island of Nusa Penida has series of exciting tourism attractions, particularly for tourists who like natural nuances. Listener, the icon of Suehan Beach is a triangular-shaped stone, which is also called Jinang Stone. If you pay more attention, this stone is similar to the Volcom brand logo. Therefore, many people also call it Volcom Beach. Besides, another interesting thing is the clean white sand. With an atmosphere which is still quiet, it is perfect for tourists who want to calm down themselves from the hustle and bustle of urban activities. The high cliffs around the beach add to the beauty of this Suehan Beach. Listener, the activity which can be done at Suehan Beach that is famous for its beautiful white sand and blue sea is swimming. But you have to keep alert because if the sea is high tide, the waves will be big. The quiet atmosphere makes most foreign tourists prefer to sunbathe on the beach while reading a book. The beautiful wonder of Suehan Beach, which is behind a cliff, makes visitors feel as if they are on a private beach. You can also set up a tent here. For you who have a passion for photography, please come before the midday, because if it is late, there will be a shadow of a cliff on the beach, which makes the photos less than optimal. For you who like to take selfies with Instagrammable natural backgrounds, this beach attraction is an excellently top destination. Listener, heading to Suehan Beach, which is located in Tanglad Village, Nusa Penida Sub-District, Klungkung Regency, and is located in the southeast side of the island of Nusa Penida, can be accessed by car or motorbike. If you use a motorcycle, you have to be careful because the road is still unpaved. To enter this hidden Suehan Beach, visitors are free of charge. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Mungkinkah jika aku
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
A team cooperation of Indonesian and Australian archaeologists has shocked the world again internationally. Previously, the world community had been surprised by a discovery of the world's oldest hunting painting at the Leang Bulu Sipong 4 site in South Sulawesi. Now, the researchers have discovered a skeleton that is believed to be evidence of the practice of amputation surgery at the Liang Tebo site in East Kalimantan. The human skeletons of Stone Age are estimated to be 31,000 years old. Fossils are 20,000 years old. It is older than previous bone amputations in France. This discovery was initially considered a common one, but upon further investigation, the skeleton discovered in 2020 holds a capable secret changing human knowledge about medicine. According to the researchers, the human skeleton was amputated by an expert using a stone scalpel, and it has detailed knowledge of anatomy, muscular system, blood vessels, and nerves to prevent vital blood loss or infection. This discovery is highly rated important because it illustrates that at that time, Asian humans have been able to carry out complex medical practices related to part surgery bodies that are claimed to have only been discovered in modern times. The Liang Tebo site is a karst mountainous area. In addition to the discovery of the skeleton suspected to be amputated, archaeologists also invented cave paintings. The discovered skeletons are coded TB1 and they have an incomplete leg. Professors of the Center for Social and Cultural Research at the Griffith University, Queensland, Maxim Obert, says the discoveries are important because they encourage human knowledge of complex surgery and treatment. The discovery also refutes scientists' belief that early humans did not have the expertise to perform difficult procedures. Known in the Western world, amputations only became commonplace about 100 years ago because the risks were so high towards death. However, the discoveries in Liang Tebo, East Kalimantan have shown that there were medical advances in humans at that time because no traces were found of infection of the bones of the skeleton as well as the growth of new bone in the affected area being amputated.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Angin di luar.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقوا انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, it's getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Kugadaikan Cintaku to be sung by Dim Dim Project. The song Kugadaikan Cintaku was created when Gombloh was asked by Bob Jumara, a Nirvana Records sound manager, to listen to Jimmy Cliff's song, Wonderful World, Beautiful People. Finally, Gombloh was influenced by the song when he wrote the song Kugadaikan Cintaku. Before the song was given a title, Gombloh had time to write the lyrics with the theme social criticism. At Bob's suggestions, the lyrics were asked to be changed to love theme lyrics. Then Gombloh remembered when he fell in love with a woman whom he knew from a group of amateur radio lovers. No wonder in the lyrics of the song there are words di radio. This song was released in late 1986 and immediately became a radio hit at that time. Here is Dim Dim Project with a keroncong song entitled Kugadaikan Cintaku.
Di radio aku dengar lagu kesayanganmu, ku telepon di rumahmu, sedang apa sayangku, ku harap engkau mendengar, dan ku katakan rindu, ya ya ya. Ya, 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 ya. Malam minggu pukul 7, aku apel di rumahmu, ku bersiul dan bernyanyi, membayangkan dirimu bercanda dan bercumbu, duduk berdua denganmu, ya ya ya.
biaya. Tetapi mimpi apa aku semalam? Kulihat engkau duduk berdua, bercanda mesra dengan seorang pria. Kau cubit, kau peluk, kau cium. Ya, 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 ya. Aku semalam kulihat engkau duduk berdua, bercanda mesra dengan seorang pria. Kau cubit, kau peluk, kau cium. Radio aku dengar lagu kesayanganmu. Ku tutupi telingaku dengan kedua tanganku. Biarlah cepat berlalu dan ku gadaikan cintaku. Gantungkan cintaku,
ya, 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 ya.
Gadaikan cintaku,
ya, 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 ya.
Gantungkan cintaku,
ya, 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 ya.
Gadaikan cintaku.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.